Well, this morning we're going to talk about, I guess I would term it kind of going back to a basic thing. And that is, we're going to look at the Lord's Prayer. Now, I believe everyone that's hearing my voice and looking at my face right now, you have probably read it, said it, prayed it, looked at it as many times as I have over the course of your life. So I'm not really sure all the ways that God wants us to look at it this morning, but I just know He told me on Friday, He said, I want you to look at this. But I do know one reason why we're looking at it today. And I know one. And that is He has told me for myself personally and for the church as a whole, Big C Church, there's got to be depth to the relationship. Shallowness doesn't get the job done. Being shallow with a relationship with the sovereign God of this universe is not pleasing to Him. It's just not. And I think one of the things that we have to ask ourselves this morning is where does that start? Well, I think it starts with communication with Him. And Jesus' disciples asked Him, Jesus, teach us something today about prayer. And so He laid out a structure, a model for them to run from, to run by, to go by. And so this morning we're going to look at a little video, and then we're going to look at it with some questions. But I wanted to challenge you in this very way, very specifically today. Is there depth to your relationship with the Heavenly Father today? Is there depth with Jesus? Is there an intimacy with the Holy Spirit that you're housing in your body called the temple of God? Is there any depth to it? Because shallowness is not pleasing to God. So John, cue it up. Let's do it.
My prayer life is vibrant and it's active daily. I like to commune with God at nighttime. I get under those warm covers and I kiss my wife goodnight. Then I just start talking to God, just me and God, tell Him everything. Makes me just sleepy just thinking about it. And there I am, just laying in bed, laying out my request to Him, and He's hearing me, and I know that I'm in good company with Him. Where was I?
The efficiency of one's prayers are directly congruent to the position of one's body. Therefore, the legs should be saying, God, help me. Amen.
There are times that me and God do not talk, and that is not God's fault, that is mine. I just get so busy. And so when I do end up talking to God, I really just try to impress Him, give Him a show, just to show Him how much I love Him. So excuse me, will you, as I pray to God.
O Heavenly Father, beseech me not unto Thee, how now? Brown cow, oh, thy soul is so dry, and if I can just catch a morsel of who you are, so verily, merrily, down the stream.
God, I just want to be used by you. God, I want
to be salt and light and light, and salt and sight and light and peppers and oregano and pepperoni and black olives and those little bit.
When I like to get my prayer on, there's some things I keep in mind. I think it's totally awesome that God is like Santa Claus and He wants to give you the things that you want. Therefore, you need to keep lists of things. My list currently has 745 prayer requests on them. So then when I go to the Lord in prayer, it looks a little something like this. I'll just pray real quick. Let's see. The uno thing on my list is my mom. And so I'll pray for her now. Dear Heavenly Father, I lift up this sweet salt of the earth lady that you have blessed me with to be my mother. And I tell you thank you. And although I know that I'm called to respect her and I give her all due respect, there's also an issue of something she truly needs. And that is to stop a yapping. Lord, she yaps. And she doesn't know how to stop yapping. So could you please make her mute just for a day? Nothing permanent. Don't hurt her. I love her. Just mute her. Take your big God remote and push mute on her channel. That would be great. Henceforth, I would go on and pray all 746 things.
God, you are greater than anything this world has to offer. And I can't wait for you to come back and get us. But until that time comes, would you help me just to live my life day after day as if I'm just walking hand in hand with you? God, I have a lot of needs. And I have a lot of wants. Those things confused. Help me to just trust you to meet my need when you give me those other things that I just want. I've blown it so many times today, and I'm sorry. Thank you for your forgiveness. I don't take it for granted. God, as I start this day out, I'm just reminded that this world is filled with so many spiritual potholes. Please help me to walk it where I won't stumble so much. And as I'm going through, God, help me to live my life in such a way that would bring you glory and honor. I live be a life of worship to you.
Do we laugh at those because they're so true? Huh? Because we've all been to all of those. Although I have to say, I've never prayed, Mom, that you God would shut your... I've never done that. I've never done that. I think I've ever done that. Oh, wow. Wow. Woo. Let's go ahead and open the altar for Dusty. Yeah. Wow. Man. That, you know, that's this interchange or exchange is one of those things that sometimes that at 11 o'clock I look at our visitors and think, those people are nuts. This is, the inmates are running the asylum. Anyway, yes, they're funny, they're ha-ha, because we've all been there. I know I have fallen asleep plenty of times, not necessarily late at night, but even early in the morning praying and all those things. So we know them to be true. We don't have to establish that. We know that to be true. So John, go ahead and put up the prayer. So we look at this prayer this morning. And as we're looking at it, you've read it, I've read it, said it many times. Begin to ask yourself this morning, where do I go off course? Where do I find myself in my intimate times with God alone? We know through the Scriptures, Jesus placed a value so high that we probably couldn't describe it on time spent with His Heavenly Father. I sincerely believe something in my heart of hearts, because I know how much I love my family, and in particular Cameron, my son, is this. He couldn't wait, I believe, to get up in the morning and go out and be with His Heavenly Father without the distractions, without the disciples asking stupid questions, without people bugging Him to do things for Him, or the religious people trying to trick Him. I believe that. In fact, I thought about something this morning. I'm sorry, the other day when I was thinking about this, it had nothing to do with it. I thought about something. When you're really upset about something, something that you know is coming, and I don't know what it might be, it might just be a doctor's appointment that you're dreading, and you're really, really upset, one of the hardest, probably the two hardest things to do is this. Would you agree? Sleep and eating. Would you agree about that? Okay. Well, think about something for just a moment. Jesus, I believe, was looking so forward to being back with His Father in the physical presence that He was able to eat His last meal knowing what was coming. I believe that He was at such peace on the inside that He was able to sit down with His disciples and eat a meal. Would you be able to eat knowing what was coming? If you knew that was hours away, would you be able to eat? I would be crazy. I'd be going nuts. Just being honest with you. I don't know, maybe you guys would be at peace, you know? Yeah. Be running around going, man, God, we got to do something different. So I want you to think about the peace that intimacy can bring and the pleasure it can bring as we look at this prayer with just a few simple questions today, okay? But I want you to keep in the back of your mind the depth of your relationship with the Father this morning. So I'll read it to us. This is Jesus has just been asked by the disciples, hey, Jesus, teach us how to pray because John's disciples taught them how to pray, so you teach us. Pray then in this way, Jesus says, our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. John, go ahead and put up the first question. I like that better. Makes me feel better. First one says, as followers of Christ, taught us to pray and how we actually pray. And then consider the relationship between the amount of time spent with the Father in prayer and how that time is spent. What's the correlation? Does it really matter? Share your thoughts. Share your really struck a chord in your heart this morning. So as followers of Christ, what's the correlation? And then consider the relationship between the amount of time spent with the Father in prayer and what's the correlation between the two? Does it really even matter? Do you ever think? If you bring in his laundry list before God, he hears in his spirit, shut up and listen. Taught the importance of taking the time to listen. And we know that. None of us in this room could stand before God and say, listen to you. We know that. Good point, Charles. Coming to the sidelines again, and we realize, hey, wait, we need him the whole time, right? As followers of Christ, what's the importance between how Jesus taught us to pray and how we actually pray? Consider the relationship between the amount of time spent with the Father in prayer and how that time is spent. And what's the correlation? I know most of you, and some of you have probably this week down to 200 websites have probably tried to find every bit of news that you can find about events going on. And as I read the news, I find myself so often thinking, man, this is a lot. And so often, God gently reminds me of me and listening. Kind of going along with what you were saying, Mom. I think it would be fair to say, and I think you guys would agree with me, that Christians in America or in places across a lot of things are kind of given to us easily. Whether it be material things or we don't have the burden of people busting through the door to take us to jail. I think so often that we're spiritually hungry, we're spiritually starving, but we think we're okay. I remember a long time ago, I told a story, this true story about a village in China that they were starving, but they realized that some clay, they could take clay and make loaves of bread, and they began to eat these loaves of bread, and they felt full, but there was absolutely zero nutritious value in the clay. And so they were literally starving to death as they thought they were full. And I believe, in essence, that the comfortable, the church so largely around the world that whereas it has become easy, that we are spiritually dying slowly. I mean, when your life depends on God providing literal bread, your prayer changes, doesn't it? All right? When you know there's no medical help coming, because there's no possibility, there's a fervency and an urgency and a desperation that says, I don't have resources, God. Either you get it done, or I know how this is going to end. But even if it ends that way, give me the grace to accept it. John, go ahead and go to the next slide. It's the Lord's Prayer on top. You've already seen that. So what keeps us or inhibits us from praying Jesus' model more often? Kind of alluded to some of those things, but think about it a little bit more this morning. What's pricking your heart? John, go ahead and throw the next one up there. As always, you can go back and forth. I'm just throwing these up here to make us think about some things. Question, okay? I want to be very explicit here. To not allow our relationship to become just some words on a page that you read or you say over and over. If it's time spent with him in a car, or where the challenge I think becomes for all of us is this. can fall into a rut to Him by the Holy Spirit, then even things that are kind of boring, kind of rote, or kind of mundane can become exciting, fulfilling. I asked the kids on Wednesday night this question, and I think it plays into this, is this. And it's something I've asked you guys before on Sunday morning a while back. As we were, it says, if you're not faithful with little things, then I'm not going to give you anything, okay? And I asked them, how do you know what the little things are and how big to be responsible with? How do you know? And their answers were pretty interesting. That unlike us adults, so often, at least when I'm with them, they're pretty honest. Some of them, like, I have no idea. And when one of them said, you may have the best answer because at least you're willing to still learn. What does it take to be teachable and move from just saying words and hoping we hit it? If we hit just the right word, God will do what we want Him to do. He had to give them something to run with. John, go ahead and put the list up there. As I stole it from somebody else. I didn't come up with this. Probably God has said something to you. The Holy Spirit says something to you about your time with Him. But I want us to look at these. I'm just going to read them to them. There's another reason people avoid this prayer. Praying this, it's a risky prayer. I cannot say our if I'm... I cannot say Father if I don't try to act like His child. I cannot say who are in heaven if I'm laying up no treasure there. I cannot say hallowed be Thy name if I'm not striving for holiness. I cannot say Thy kingdom come if I'm not doing my part to hasten that day. Think about that. I cannot say Thy will be done if I'm disobedient. I cannot say in earth as it is in heaven if I'm unwilling to serve. I cannot say give us this day our daily bread if I'm not relying on Him to forgive us our debts if I harbor a grudge against someone. I cannot say lead us not into, say deliver us from evil if I haven't put on the whole armor of God. I cannot say Thy kingdom if I'm not loyal to the King as His faithful subject. I cannot attribute to Him that I fear what people may do. I cannot ascribe to Him the glory if I'm seeking honor myself. And I cannot say forever if my life is bounded completely by the talk today. I hope you talk more than I do. Think about these things. Somebody today, there might be a neighbor. You're the only one praying for him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we honor You today. It's all glory and honor to You because that's the truth. But Father, I pray maybe it'll change the way we think, the way we act, particularly the way we speak. Father, maybe it'll change the very steps we're about to take as we give You complete. Father, I agree. I don't think Jesus meant to complicate anything because He could have if He wanted. And I thank You because, Father, He was just doing Your will. And I thank You for that. Your will is very, very good. It is perfect. So, Father, I pray today, may we take ownership and allow You to grow them in us and their root for the kingdom. In Jesus' name, we pray all this, Father. Amen. Thank you.